Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Speak. Okay, this is KX93.5. This is the Importance of Being show, and we will be right back to get the show started.
If I could look beyond your face and photograph your hidden place, would I find you smiling in the picture? And I don't know what you want, 'cause you don't know, so what's the point of asking? And you're almost happy, almost content, but your head hurts. Far too many ways to go. We learn so much, but never know where to look or when we should stop looking. I forgive what is within, 'cause I'm in this house, I'm in this hole, oh, my time. Whoa.
Okay, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today, I am happy to have as my guest, Glenn Rockmore, president of Irvine Valley College. Hi there, Glenn.
How are you doing, Ernest? Pleasure to be here.
I'm doing good. Just a quick technical note. Stay on the mic. So pull it closer to you.
All right, very good.
You won't drift away when you get done talking or when you try to look at me. Okay, so Irvine Valley College, just over the hill.
Yes, it is.
Kind of nestled in amongst, you know, much bigger names, sometimes kind of disappears in there. I mean, when you think about there's UCI and there's Chapman and all these other things going on. But how long has Irvine Valley College been there?
Well, you know, we started as a satellite of Saddleback College.
Okay.
And that was in 1979. And then it was along about 1985 we became our own college. And
so that's the why you're kind of the little brother?
Well, you know, that's right.
The feel of it.
It is. And that's common in multi-college districts. There's always the smaller, newer college that is the little brother.
Yeah. And so was the divergence because of areas of study that you guys were focused on, or was it just geographical? Why did you guys become a full-fledged college as opposed to a satellite campus?
You know, that's a great question, and it's actually embodied in what community colleges are. And so we used to be junior colleges, which was a very different period of time. But about 1983 or so, we became community colleges, and all of the new colleges were essentially set up to serve the local community.
Okay.
And at the time, there was a state department that had actually a checklist that you would go through and say, well, are there enough students in this area? Are there students not being served?
Oh, okay. And, okay, so
you know, is there a need to
almost like a census type of thing.
It is. And then if you qualified through the state chancellor's office, then you could start a new college. And so that's the reason. And so the area of Irvine was growing rapidly at the time. Tustin was underserved at the time. Santiago Canyon College didn't exist at that time. So there came Irvine Valley College.
All right. And so how long have you been with Irvine Valley College?
I've been with the college 25 years now, and starting my 17th year as president.
Okay. And so how did you start out in the school?
Well, you know, I had a prior career. I actually, out of college, following my doctoral work, I went to work for the Navy. And so I was a civilian researcher. My degree is in geophysics.
Oh.
And so I did lots of interesting work for them.
Okay.
And it was up on the Mojave Desert. And so, you know, what's a Navy base doing on the Mojave Desert? Well,
that's like the Coast Guard at Lake Tahoe.
That's right. That's right. So there were a lot of faculty would come in from around the world. They'd bring their students. And so that was kind of the environment, and it was very attractive to me. So I got to a point after 14 years with them, I decided I wanted to go into education. And so came down here to Southern California.
Okay.
Worked in consulting for a couple of years, and then started as a lecturer at UCI.
Oh.
And so then eventually the opening at Irvine Valley College occurred. I applied for it.
And so were you teaching geology then?
Yeah, a broad suite of geology-related courses, earth science, marine science, geology, paleontology, mineralogy, a lot of different very interesting courses.
Okay. Yeah. And then eventually you decided to become or to shoot for administration, and what drove that?
Well, I have to tell you, I didn't really set these goals.
You like to be in charge? Just things, you know, just have to tell me.
things happen. And so it's a pathway that just happened to occur. What happened was an administrative position became available. I was asked to sit in that in an interim position.
Okay. Yeah, so you got the feel of it.
Yes. And then the next moment I looked away and I had it full time. And so, you know, I started at dean, went to vice president, and ultimately
to
president, all the same way. Never really thinking that I would want to move into those positions. After all, 14 years with the Navy, it was in a managerial position.
Right.
A lot of soft money research, things like that. I really wanted to just teach.
Oh, and, okay. Yeah. But
the system and fate kind of pushed me in the different direction.
Okay.
But it was fun.
And so what, as a college president, what did you want to accomplish? Was there anything that was your personal mission for the furtherance of the college?
Well, it's been my mission from the very beginning, even in the classroom, and that is I don't believe the value of community colleges in California or even across the nation has been fully realized.
Okay.
Like you said earlier, UCI, great institution, mm-hmm. and we're sitting in the shadow of UCI.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, and when people think about post-secondary education in Orange County, that's yeah. kind of pops up, right?
Well, that other four-year schools, Chapman, you mentioned. So it hasn't always been on the radar of our mothers and fathers in the community
sure.
with college-age kids that a community college is the right path to go. Well, I have an AA degree, and so I started there myself.
Okay, all right.
And the reason for that, multiple reasons, but I wasn't ready to make a commitment. At the time, if you went into a four-year school, you had to declare a major.
Okay.
And if that happened to be the wrong major and you wanted to shift after a year, you could easily lose all of those units in terms of applying it to a different major.
Right, right.
And that was a little bit daunting for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I decided, well, let me try community college. And it was fantastic. It absolutely launched me forward. I finished in 2 years with 64 units.
Okay.
And it was enabled me to move right along ahead and mature and figure out which direction I wanted to go.
And the landscape has kind of changed in terms of the career world or preparing for the career world. I believe, you know, in the past it was shoot for the best possible school and then, you know, wherever you land will be better. And now I don't think it's so much with the diversity of careers that are out there, I don't think that it's everybody's trained to do the same thing. They all shoot for the same target. And, you know, the best ones get the top job that target is set for.
Well, that might be true in some areas, medicine, law, that could still be a bit true. But what's happening, the landscape is changing. You're exactly right about that. We are becoming far more focused on a career pathway.
Okay.
The modality of the past is to go to school, become a well-rounded human being, critical thinker.
Right.
Someone who can...
Suitable for management.
You know, right. Now it's changing to preparing you to be 100% effective on the first day on the job.
Okay.
And those kinds of jobs have also changed. And so if you think about most of our major industries, you have a few CEOs, certainly, right? But what's upholding that whole industry? Well, it is technician-level workers that are doing some very sophisticated work. And so they're programming robots.
Yeah, so in a lot of cases, it's stuff that the CEO can't do.
Well, can't do, but you can't have everybody be a CEO.
Sure,
it's a bad business model,
but,
right?
But, you know, I think in the past there was this feeling that the manager could do all the things that the regular workers could do, and that's why he was on top.
Yeah, that's not true today.
Yeah, now you have a lot of specialization.
Absolutely.
And you're bringing in someone who has skills that you don't have.
That's right.
You may understand what they're doing.
And they're living wages. And so you can go into a technical field in Orange County and make a living, a family, have a house.
Now, are there jobs out there for people?
You know, it's projected by 2025, and California will be short about 1.6 million technical jobs. Not the jobs, the people. The jobs the jobs will be there. But there's a great worry that we do not have a trained workforce to pick up those 21st century jobs that are going to be needed by 2025.
And this is not the kind of thing where you can just apply, go in, and you know, they'll just let you try it.
You know, to some degree, but think of the economic impact of that. It is that if you have a steep learning curve, if you're first day on the job,
right,
it costs that business quite a bit of money to train you on the spot. When you have 114 community colleges in California that do that work, this is where partnerships between business and education becomes incredibly important.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. And then when we come back, let's talk about those partnerships and what form they might take.
All right. Very good.
All right. So you're listening to The Importance of Being Show on KX93.5. I'm Ernest. I'm your host, and we do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, and we'll be right back with Glenn Rockmore of Irvine Valley College.
Somewhere. A face noise in the crowd.
All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I am happy to have as my guest in studio, Glenn Rockmore, president of Irvine Valley College. So when we left off, Glenn, we were talking about how public institutions and the private sector can work together to help fill the gap or fill the jobs that we expect to be created in Orange County, in America. And you guys have done something very specific in that direction. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, we have, and I'm very, very happy to talk about it. Well, this is a national issue, is that we have a shortage of skilled workers.
A lot of times people look at the economic situation and they say there aren't any jobs, or they say the jobs are all going away. So they are, right? They're right, right?
Well, no. See, the jobs are there. We do not have the skilled workers to take those jobs. And so, we're projecting here in California that by 2025, we'll be down about 1.6 million workers that are required for the 21st century jobs that will be available then.
So we'll have a worker deficit.
We'll have a worker deficit. And so not only are the skills not being applied appropriately, but we're just not finding people that are interested in the technical fields, even though now they are providing a living wage, even in Orange County.
Right.
And but these are things like programming robots. This is doing digital media arts. There's all of these kinds of skills are now within that technical field.
Well, where would someone go to get those kind of skills?
Okay, so you've asked what are we doing at Irvine Valley College? Well, since workforce is so important, we're a major transfer institution. We grew up in the shadow of UCI. We're number one in the state of California. We've always had a little bit of workforce
development. Wait, don't just gloss over that. You are the number one transfer school in the whole state of California.
That is correct.
And you wrestled that away from Santa Monica City College.
As a matter of fact, we did.
Which is a very established college.
It is. It is. And we traded off year to year for a while, but now we've held the record for five or so. But so what do we do? Well, when you're looking at what's called career technical education, which is not on the transfer side. It's really a pathway to work. There we usually would have a meeting with business once a year called an advisory council meeting.
Yes.
Donuts, coffee, shaking hands.
Right, a couple
of hours.
See
you next year.
Right.
Right. So what we're doing is trying out a different model. And this is where we bring business and education together on a consistent basis, where we are sharing in the development of curriculum. We're sharing in the development of new programs, maybe how to build and fly a drone for different purposes.
Right.
And actually being in contact, having the faculty be on externships where they can go into that business and see what's on that cutting edge so it can be put into the new curriculum.
Right,
for
so they
our
can
students.
See practically how the skills are being applied, what they're actually doing in the business so that they can prepare the worker.
That's right, because in these technologies today, they're changing. They're changing every day.
Right.
And if we use our old modality of a 16.6 semester over 2 years, that technology is going to change well beyond what that student, that graduate then, is ready to do.
Right, right. And there's some drift between kind of the academic view of things and, you know, we have to, you know, make payroll.
There's tension. There is tension there, even still
and
today.
And philosophically. They're just in a different,
tension.
Different. Yes. You know, they look at things differently.
Right, right. And so what are we doing? Well, we were able to have, through a conveyance, we have about 62 acres, I guess it is now, out at the Tustin, the former Tustin helicopter base, Marine Corps helicopter base.
So where the big hangars are.
Where the big hangars are.
Were.
Yes.
They're still there, I guess, right now.
Both hangars are still there. And so we call this new campus we're building ATEP. It's the Advanced Technology and Education Park. And it is going to, the Irvine Valley College portion of that is going to be built out with that model that I just talked about. We're inviting business and industry to come and join us.
Okay.
And to join us there, obviously they get a very good deal on the real estate, but their obligation is to have this educational connection and commitment. And so if a company comes in, let's say they have a lot of clean room technicians, they will build their manufacturing site, but put training clean rooms into that facility.
Okay.
So that we can have a cohort of students that come and learn how to work in that particular industry.
Okay. And so this is close to the live, you know, in live fire training. I mean, it's you're working in the real world. You're
it's
training
hands-on.
In the real world.
Absolutely. It's hands-on. So you do get the book learning. That will never go away. But once you have that, you go and apply those skills immediately rather than waiting until you're hired many years down the,
right.
down the road.
Right.
And so that will close the so-called skills gap. Here, employers are telling us that the people they hire are only 70% ready to do the work they've been hired to do.
Right. And that's even out of the university.
That's true. That is absolutely true. And so what happens, one of two things. They either on the spot have to wait until that employee gets up to speed or actually begin to form their own training centers. I know of some industries that have very sophisticated college-like training centers.
Right, yeah.
So you think about the economic impact. While you're doing that, you're not, you know, spending those resources on building your business and
producing
absolutely. The product.
But that's
right?
not the business they're in.
That's right.
Unfortunately, they've been driven to...
To do that. Yes. Yeah, they have no choice. Can't exist without it. So we're trying to fill that gap. We also have soft skills. You know, we're finding that a lot of our millennials, not to beat up on our millennials, but have trouble understanding the working environment.
We're almost at the millennial bashing point in the show.
Yeah, don't want to do that. But certainly there's some soft skill training that can go on there as well.
And so when you talk about soft skills, what do you mean?
Well, getting to work on time.
Okay.
Dressing
That's
appropriately.
Yes.
And understanding that there are deadlines that have to be met.
Communication.
Right. So I have a really quick story. I don't want to take too much time on this, but I have a friend who has a ink making business. He makes bulk ink.
Okay.
His clients will take the ink and either put it on large print presses, or they will even make the small canisters that you put into your home printer.
Okay.
And so there's formulations that have to happen. You need a chemist. And so he worked hard to find a chemist. He has a hard time for some reason finding them. So he found one. And so very first day, the chemist walks in with his cup of coffee an hour late. And my friend confronts him and says, you know, the mixers have been going now for an hour.
Right.
And my clients need to have their inks out. Why are you here an hour late? You go, oh, I didn't know I had to be here. he said, well, yeah, I need you here at 7:30. That's when the machines turn on. We need your calculations.
Right.
And $80,000 a year job, he turned around and walked out. So this is a very drastic example, but it's that disconnect between what the expectations are of your employer and of the employee, and that has to be fixed. That's a gap.
Right, right, right.
So our first building out of ATEP.
And you don't want to have those kinds of experiences, especially as someone who's just coming into the workforce in the job environment.
Right, right. And there's other skills, writing skills, speaking skills, how to write a contract, how to pitch a proposal. There's all of those
okay,
things.
Okay, so like you said, soft skills.
That's
kind
right.
of the wraparound skills.
That's right.
That go around the primary skill.
Exactly, yeah. So our first building is called the IDEA Building.
Okay.
It stands for Integrated Design, Engineering, and Automation.
Well, all the acronyms mean something, but this is at the ATEP campus.
This is out at ATEP, yes. And so with that, we have programs in electricity, we have programs in digital media arts, we have advanced manufacturing, we have prototyping and design. We have photonics, which is laser electro-optics, mm-hmm. complicated switches and controllers, which is we find everywhere, even in Coke machines today.
Sure, yeah.
And so the nice thing that has happened is that UC Irvine engineering, mechanical engineering program could not take all of the qualified students that apply there. And so we were approached to see if we could together design a two-year program out at ATEP, out in the IDEA building, that would take some of the students that couldn't immediately get into UCI.
Right.
They would spend 2 years with us, and given certain criteria, and they would have an automatic transfer back in as juniors.
Wow.
And, so it's a great, great benefit. We expect the number of students to grow to 600.
Okay.
Probably within the next few years, and even expanding well beyond that.
And so why did UCI choose to partner with you instead of building a few more buildings?
Well, in our case, they are building new buildings, but it's more than space. It is actually a financial model that they have to work with. They can only admit a certain number of students.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact number of students that were turned away from the program, but I think it was in the thousands.
Right.
And so there's a great demand for engineering.
Right.
So this is an optional thing. The students will get their unfortunate rejection letter, but with that they get a letter from me that says, we have this program, come join us for 2 years and you're in. So that's a good deal. So now all of the programs that I just mentioned now fall under the veil of engineering.
Oh, okay.
And so really the IDEA building is an engineering hub with a lot of different pathways in it. So right now it's mechanical. We're busily working on electrical.
Okay.
And we're well ahead on industrial now. We're building and bringing that in as well.
Okay.
So it'll be a full multifaceted engineering program there within 2 years.
Okay. And so then people can, or young, well, people, I guess, because it's not just kids at community college anymore. I mean, now people are retraining and doing all kinds of things. They can come to a community college wanting to study or being interested in engineering or technology. They can pay a lot less. They can either train directly for a career and go right in after a couple of years, or they have a pathway to UCI and to grander things.
Yes, I'm glad you noticed that, is that we do have a fork in the road. And so in taking these 2 years of pre-engineering with us, then there's a point at which you can take the UCI path and become a professional engineer, or you can branch off and take the career path and take a job in engineering,
engineering as a technician.
Yeah. And so both options are there. There's a no loss as you go through that pathway.
Okay.
So when you get to that decision point, you're going to benefit from everything that you've done.
Now, how does that compare to like a for-profit technical school, like ITT Tech or DeVry or something? What do you guys bring to the table that maybe they don't?
Well, number one is finances. We're $46 a unit. there is no cheaper education in the nation than that, within the public sector. And so it is very affordable, and we have, of course, our partnerships. We are very focused on that particular career pathway. Not that they don't do that.
Sure.
But they are very expensive, and whether or not they have that job connection, I know they've been criticized that the job may not be there at the end of that.
Right.
We ensure that
preparing
the students
for
fully understand
decisions.
Where they're headed. What it takes to get there, what are the outcomes, what will the pay be when they finish, and what are the chances of getting a job? And so part of this is changing the philosophy of our community, because we tend to send our kids in to be lawyers, doctors, and CEOs.
Right.
And we're finding is there's a huge dropout rate because the parents are pushing that. That may not have been what they wanted to do. So they'll get halfway through
legal
degree, and they'll go, gee, Mom and Dad, this really wasn't the direction I wanted to take. So they jump off, and what do they have? Debt.
Right.
All right? And then so there are many that make it through that pipeline. They will get their degree in those areas, but they find that there are no jobs because there are only so many doctors, there's only so many CEOs, and so many lawyers.
And I think that's where you have to take a broader view of the palette of opportunities that are out there that weren't out there in the past.
Exactly.
Because the original model, I mean, or this is a legacy of a model where school was really about separating management from labor.
Yes. Yes,
that's and so right. It was less about what you knew and more about that you passed over the threshold.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's really very exciting. I had the opportunity to tour SpaceX. And this, is, of course, is an organization where you have a tier of C-suite. You have professional engineers.
Yep.
But you've got this gigantic field of technicians that are doing amazing things. I mean, they're building rockets. They're forming nozzles.
They're sending stuff to Mars.
Yes, they are.
All right. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the Importance of Being show with my guest today, Glenn Rockmore of Irvine Valley College. This is KX93.5.
Let it
All righty. This is KX93.5, and you're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I'm having a great time chatting with Glenn Rockmore, president of Irvine Valley College. We've been talking about, community college. We've been talking about, workforce development and workforce training and the millions of jobs that are out there that don't have skilled labor to fill them and how you're working to fix that. So part of that is ATEP. Part of that is a relationship with UCI engineering. Part of that is public-private partnerships or partnerships with industry.
Exactly, yes.
So one of the questions I asked you when we left off was, how is that different from, say, a private technical institution like, say, ITT Tech or DeVry? And so how are you different?
Okay, well, thank you for asking that, by the way.
Trying to get you out of trouble here.
Yes, well, we've been talking a lot about workforce here, and we did talk about some of the philosophical, cultural differences that some may have about this. I need to emphasize that Irvine Valley College is a comprehensive community college that is held in very high regard. Our success rate with our transfer students, with our graduates,
you're the number one transfer school in California. And so, what does that really mean?
Well, I should define that a little bit better, because you will find a larger school. We're about 15,000 students. There are a couple of schools that are up around 25,000. And so by the sheer numbers, they may actually transfer more students than we do.
Right.
What we have is the highest transfer rate.
Ah.
Now, if you think about that for a moment, that means that we transfer more students per capita.
Yes.
And that goes back
to 4-year schools.
2 4-year schools and around the country. So what that means is that we have a greater focus on their transfer. With those wraparound services, with the courses that we offer, a larger proportion of our total student body actually ends up transferring, and that put us number one in the state.
Okay.
And again, that goes back to our philosophy and our quality as an institution. So whether you're on a career technical education pathway or if you're on a transfer pathway, you're going to experience the quality of Irvine Valley College. Our faculty are incredible.
Okay.
You have opportunities. Anytime I'm out in the field talking to the community, it's always about the quality of our faculty.
And you guys are strong in the academic department or the traditional academics as well as this career, technical, and workforce development areas.
Yes, we are. And part of that is that we were raised in the shadow of UC Irvine. Many of our original faculty came from UC Irvine.
Okay.
And in fact, even recently we hired a chemistry professor from there. So we've had this philosophy built in that mainly mirrored kind of that university excellence.
Okay.
And it's infused all throughout the institution. So who we hire, the programs we offer is all a part of that.
Okay. And when you come to, say, an Irvine Valley College, you have a strong English department, you have a strong math department, you have the core academics that maybe the for-profit schools don't focus on quite as sharply.
Absolutely. All of the humanities, all the liberal arts, whether
music,
it's writing, literature, history, women's studies, all of that. Our arts department is phenomenal. Painting, drawing, dance, theater. Well, we have a Broadway-sized stage, but a small theater. So it is about a 380-seat, but a Broadway-scale stage. And so there's not a bad seat in the house.
Okay. Now, is that stuff still important in the modern age? In the modern world?
It really is. And here's why. We find that the most educated population enjoy those things. And so you might be a top physicist, but enjoy to write.
Right.
Or you could be, a top mathematician and you really enjoy theater.
Okay.
And even participating in it. And so, we find in our lifelong learning program, we get a lot of retired professionals that come back and soak up some of the arts as part of their enrichment.
Okay. All right. So we're just about out of time. If people are interested in finding out more about Irvine Valley College, about the Advanced Technology Education Park, what do they do?
We have an absolutely phenomenal website. It's www.ivc.edu. EDU for education.
Okay.
And anything that you need can be found there. And I believe even my contact is on there as well. Give me a call directly and I'll help you out.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Glenn, for being on the show today. I really enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here, Ernest.
All right. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to the Importance of Being show. Coming up next is Steve Reed with the Coast Highway Shuffle. And thanks for listening, everyone.
Don't worry about you.